Are you amazed at the faithfulness and providence of God every day? Because in the midst of Naomi and Ruth and Boaz and the workers making everyday, mundane, necessary decisions, the implied truth of this narrative in Ruth chapter 2 is that God is in the background, having ordained and having orchestrated all that has come to pass. In the routine ways of life, God is present and providential. And if we'll stop and hit the pause button and recognize God's goodness and trust His providence, our bitterness will turn to blessing. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Now, you have to let the text of Ruth 2 draw the picture for you, because it would be easy for us to have the old crabby cartoon lady Maxine in our minds growling out what comes next in the text whenever Naomi asks the question, "Where have you been all day?" But that's not what the text presents us with. Naomi has seen the huge amount of grain. She has seen the cooked food brought to her, which was truly a luxury. And in an explosion of joy, she says in Ruth chapter 2, verse 19, "Where did you glean today? And where have you worked? And blessed be the man who took notice of you." Ruth's response to Naomi's expression is long and drawn out. You can almost hear her saying it slowly, one word at a time, to build anticipation. And the last word in the Hebrew sentence is the same as it is in your Bible. Listen to what it says. "The man's name with whom I work today is," long pause, "Boaz." And now Naomi knows everything that we already know from reading the text, and she rejoices with another word of blessing. And what do we see happening? We see Naomi going from being bitter to being a blessing to others. But we have to pay close attention to what she says, or we'll miss the big truth. Naomi says, "May he be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." In this statement, Naomi is giving credit to the steadfast love of God. Her perspective has been changed by the grace and the love of God. Whom she once thought of as being against her and angry at her has now turned to realizing that God has proven himself as faithful and good and wise and right all along. If we will stop and hit the pause button and recognize God's goodness and trust his providence, our bitterness will turn to blessing. As you pray today, please remember Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Ashaninka Life Word broadcast that's heard in Peru.